Tonight we Mirth Hashem will complete the sugya of Tibbetz Chalav with the Tzadi base of Dalad. And he dedicate tonight's shir the Ili Nishmas Aryeh Kurtz's father, Daniel A. Ben Yisrael, whose yahrzeit is tonight. We spent the last couple weeks working on in Tifas Chalav, primarily focused on the topic of Chaticha Nasas Avela, of Chanan, that the milk gets absorbed into the meat, so the meat is not just that the meat itself. Oh, thank you so much. The meat itself becomes Shtik Nevela. We nowadays we use the word we use treifa as a to mean non kosher. Chazal used nevela, but the piece of meat that was barley and milk becomes in and of itself treif. Becomes in and of itself treif. Chaticha nasas nevela. And up until this point, we've been more or less equating two topics: chaticha nasas nevela and afshel asachto aser. So I've tried to from time to time to subtly point out that they appear to be the same thing. We're actually tonight gonna hit the chink in the armor.
What was the last second term?
Efshel l'sachto aser.
Oh right.
That if you, it sounds like it's basically the same thing. If I can squeeze it out, if I can reduce the amount of the iser that's nibbling to the heter, or the amount of milk that's nibbling to the meat, because you throw it into a larger pot, and now it gets redispersed. The first chaticha remains aser. So it sounds like it's the same thing. It has sounded like it's the same thing. Let's take a look. Sif Dalet is rooted in a Tosus. Sif Dalet is rooted in a very long Tosus. And Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Yeah, we've been going back and forth between the sugyas and the kalabasar and the sugyas of the bas v'chal sugyas and kalabasar and the sugyas of taruvas in Paragid Anash and the previous parag, which are primarily from Daf Tzadivav to Daf Kuf. So there's a long tosus, a very, very extensive and very rich tosus, Bishakadam, begins a Kuf Amud Aleph and works its way onto Kuf from the days. And the Tosis works off Gemara here mentioned the idea of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. And Rabbeinu Ephraim makes a deal here, just a few lines into Tosis. A very, very rich Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, if you read this Gemara solely and carefully in Chulin Dakov, you get the distinct impression that chaticha nasis nevela only applies to bas v'chol. We're talking about other cases where you have a piece of nevela or of treif of fish that falls into the lobster falls into a pot. Is that Rabbi Ephraim says read the Gemara? It sounds like chaticha nasis nevela does not apply. Rabbi Ephraim Haya Omer, two lines into Tosis. Let's take a look inside. A very, very rich Rabbeinu Ephraim. He really speaks out the lumbus. Rabbeinu Ephraim, I have a piece of meat that absorbs some flavor from bacon, and then that piece that got traved up falls into a larger pot. You don't need shishim in the larger pot connected the whole chaticha. You only need shishim against the original Tam Iser. Yeah. Ela Kenegada Isra Habalua. You don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela Bashar Isurim only the Bas B'chav. And take a look at the way he explains it. He gets involved in Nibimim Labatal, which is a sort of orthogonal to what we're talking about. Right before the line before he quotes Daf Kuf Chesamon, the original Tam of Tarfus of Nevela only prohibits the first chaticha. She'ena heter nasi iser. The piece of meat that was originally kosher, then it absorbed the flavor of the lobster. It doesn't, the kosher meat itself doesn't become inherently aser. It's just intermingled. You have a piece of kosher meat that's intermingled with the tom lobster shabot. So you can't eat that piece, but the heter parts fundamentally remain heter. I don't say that the whole piece is now aser. And therefore, lo aser shar chatichas. How about, we have a sugi that says, but eight blot later, we're on Dafkub. If you get to Dafkub Ches, we do have Chanan. He said, Dafka gabatipas chalav amrinan lekamon, the perikol habasar, the chaticha atzinas and veil. It's only in the context of tipas chalav. And that therefore, it's our shishim gered kal chaticha. Initially, if there was a two-step procedure where initially the tipas chalav was nivla into the first chaticha alone, because the first chaticha was sufficiently out of the kedera, and Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, how out does it have to be? Even if it's partially submerged, or only if it's if it's sitting on top of the island. But if it's sufficiently disconnected from the pot, so the tipas chav initially only spread out the first chaticha, and then the chaticha goes into the pot. Tzarech shish megeg gval chaticha lo sagi bittel tipa l'chud. Why? He says mishum kol chad v'chad. This touches on he here lays out concepts that we have. Lays our concepts that we've been laying the groundwork for from day one, from the first time that we opened up Simon Pezayin. He says, Kol chad v'chad ba'apei shari. Bas b'chol is unique because basar is kasher and chalav is kasher. Neither one is treif on its own. It's the combination of the two that creates the tarfas. Hilkach ha-basar atzma nasi iser. That's why the basar becomes asar. And here he mentions, he references a Gemara now, a Kufches Namavid. V'loke im ochal chatzi kazayis mi basar v'chatzi zayis mi chalav. I saw this Gemara a few weeks ago when I first started the sugya of Tipas Chalav. And the Gemara had a hava mina that it rejected that I'm trying to work out how come kazayis basar shenapatoch ha-yor shal chalav the basar zasar the chalav was mutter. So the Gemara initially had floated the possibility, maybe Basar B'chal was only Yisrael and the Basar not B'chal. Remember that? And I said, maybe that's it. Glos Tavasha Gediba Halevimo. The object, grammatically speaking, is only Gedi. Halevimo is just the context. This is prepositional. In the context of Halevimo, you shouldn't be cooking the Gedi. Maybe that's going to happen. Maybe it's only Yisrael and the Basar. The Gemara's retort to that, the Gemara's rejection of that, was, what do you mean? The Ha Itmar. Rav says, Chatzi Zayis Basar, Chatzi Zayis Chalav, five lines on top of the question of base, Shabishlon Zem Zem. I have half a Kazayis of Basar, half a Kazayis of Chalav, I cook them together. Rav says, you do get, you don't get Malkas in the Bishlon, but you do get Malkas on Machila. How can you get Malkas on Machila? At that point, the Gemara's point was, well, you only get Malkas if you're eating a Kazayis. If you're having a Chatzi Shir, granted, we passed like Rav Yochanan in the beginning of the last parak of Yuma, Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah, Asim in HaTorah, whatever the lumdus is, there's clearly no malchus. Whether Chatzi Shir is a different type of Isser, or it's a reduced form of the Isser, but it's not a full Shir of the Isser. You don't get malchus if you eat less than Kazayis. So has Rav said, I have a Chatzi Zayis, but a Chatzi Zayis, Chalav, I get malchus. What do you mean? If it's only the Basar, which is Asser, you only eat a Chatzi Zayis. The Gemara's purpose at that point, according to Rav, was just to demonstrate that the Chalav is Asser as well. But what Rabbi Ephraim is driving at and quoting that, what he's driving at here is, you could have also imagined, not only is Rav telling me that Chalav counts, you could have also imagined that you need a Kazayis of each. Because the Chalav becomes Aser, or the Basar becomes Aser. The fact that he says, I think what Rabbi Ephraim was driving at, the fact that he says the chatzi zayis of each is enough means that where's the chefta shel iser? Again, if I eat half a kazayis of lobster and half a kazayis of arla, I don't get malchus. We paskin. I thought Reb Shimon, I believe, holds that you do. Not taking it back. Reb Shimon has a different sheet. I'm sorry. Half a kazayis of lobster, half a kazayis of Half a gezeis of arli, you're not loke. It's a mission, I believe, in Me'ila. You only have tzir for l'shir if, among other things, it has to be the same shame issa. The fact that I had a kezais of dvar masurim, they don't get malchus for that. It has to be shmoseh and shavim. They have to the same shir, and they have to have the same shame issa, the same law. So half a kezais of nevela, half of a kezais of arla, they're not the same issa, they're not mitzar. But here, the basar chav ar mitzar. Why? Because it's that is the isser. The isser is the blend of basar chav. Remember, we spoke at the very beginning, Sim Pei Zayin, that the isser of bishul might well be the creation of basar chav. That's why some suggest the ain bishul achar bishul of basar chav if they've already been cooked together, but not if they were cooked separately. Because the isser of bishul is the isser of creating a chetz of basar chav, and then it's that type of chetz of basar chav which is asr to eat and asr to have hanah from. So Rabbeinu Prime says, if you take that lundus to the next step, that's also why chaticha nasas nevela. This is not a new. You could ask it this way: mehecha teisi chaticha nasas nevela. Where's the pasuk? Where's the makar? Is it din drabana? Din daraisa? Is it din daraisa? Where's the makar? Rabbeinu Prime says, no. It's just a logical. It's a logical consequence of the definition of basar b'chalav. That's what basar b'chalav is. Chati zayis basar, chati zayis chalav is loke, because that the iser is. That a blend via bishul, a blend derech bishul of basar and chalav. That's what the chetzishal iser is. It's not this one or that one. It's them together. That the union of the two is the chetzishal iser. So of course chaticha nasas nevela. It's not a new separate din. That's definitional. That's basar and chalav. If you have a blend of chalav and basar together, so of course they are aser. They are us here. And that's why Lakach Tzav Berot of Shishim Levata Kol Chaticha Shinaf Aleh Tipas Chalav. If I have a piece of meat that Tipas Chalav fell into it, and the Tipas Chalav was not bought on the piece of meat, then the piece of meat falls into a big pot of Rotev. So you need Shishim to connect the whole Chaticha, because it's all Easter, as opposed to, he says, as opposed to Chaticha Zhatr Shabbalatam Nevela. You have a kosher piece of meat that was bolea, treif of flavor, and enough that it was nesra. Then chazav nasatam berotev, ein tzar chel shishim ata ishrus nevel bechadiva. I don't need shishim in the liquid, says Ben Ephraim. I don't need enough liquid that's 60 times as much as the piece of meat, the formerly kosher piece of meat. I just need shishim in the liquid, kenega the tom lobster shabal. In some sense, it may be hard to figure how much Tom lobster there is, but let's say I have a big steak and I had cooked it with a dab of butter, then the whole thing chtichnas nevela. But if I cooked it with a little kazayis of lobster on top of a big steak, so, and then I take that steak, I wipe away the lobster, I take the steak and I throw it into a pot. So I know there can't be more than a kazayis of Tom lobster in the meat, because to begin with there was only kazayis of lobster. And then as long as the liquid is shishim kazesim, the liquid remains kosher. Yeah.
So at the beginning of a few weeks ago, you mentioned that chaticha nasas nevela and echad b'softo aser go together.
Mm-hmm.
But in the aspect of just iser, not basar chalav, why do they have to go together? Could they be separate concepts? And or are they all relying on the same hesber, and therefore once, if you can't say chaticha nasas nevela, you can't say echad b'softo aser.
Great. So that's what we're gonna get to. That's what I was saying before. We're gonna see tonight the chink of the armor. We're gonna see tonight that they may be separable. And let's first just lay the groundwork a drop more. Tosis opens with this Shita Rabbein Ephraim. That we do not say Chanan, the term is Chanan Bashar Yisurim. Chaticha nasas nevela does not apply by other Yisurim, only by Basar B'chalav. And again, it's not so much other Yisurim as opposed to Basar B'chalav, it's really Belias Isser as opposed to Isser Atzma. Just to clarify, if I had, presumably according to Ben Ephraim, if I had a... if I had vegetable soup and I put in a little bit of basar and a little bit of challah, or I had a little piece of basar and challah, and threw into vegetable soup. So you're not going to say Hanan on the root vegetable that I pull out that was boleya basar b'chol, because it's the same thing. That big piece of squash, it's not a shtick basar b'chol of, it's squash that was boleya tam nevela. Here it happens to be here that tam nevela is basar b'chol. So it's a little bit of a misnomer when we talk about Hanan b'basar b'chol versus Hanan b'shari surin. It's really Hanan by basar into chalav versus Hanan by asar into mutter. Usually that asar will be some other, but the davar asar could be basar b'chalav that was in turn nivla into a vegetable. Okay, so that's the position of Einan Ephraim. The Tosfos has a lot to say. They have a raya from the very bottom. They quote Avodah Zarah daf ayin gimel, potentially a raya to Einan Ephraim. They have something we'll return to. They have Mishnah Trumas, which is not a riot of Ben Ephraim. It looks like it is, but it's not. They pull out. Then finally, on the days, more back and forth, maybe yes, maybe not. At the end, two things. Number one, near the end of Tosfos, right after they put in the parentheses, Le'el Daf Pezayin, they point that this is officially Hilchos Pesach. Much of Haggalah appears in Arachayim. There's also Haggalah also has a home in Yerod there. Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph. Simon Kuf Chaf is Tzvi'os Kehel and Kuf Chaf Aleph is Haggalah's Kehel. But they tell you in Kuf Chaf Aleph, look in Hilchos Pesach where we spoke once in the light. The Haggalah, they mentioned in other contexts. Now, we think of preparing the house for a Pesach primarily as cleaning. Ramah 500 years ago said, it's a nice minute to, you know, sweep the house the afternoon before Bdikas Chametz, because there wasn't that much house to clean. There wasn't that much furniture. There weren't many places for Chametz to hide. But what they weren't busy cleaning, they were busy kashering. They didn't have the luxury of extra two more sets of dishes for Pesach. Everything got kashered. Haggalah was our great great grandparents are very busy right now kashering the kelim.
Definitely didn't have amazing
savings. They definitely did not have amazing savings. Nor did they have running water. So when you think about what it meant to fill up a Haggalah pot and then going down to the well and stopping the water up and then gathering the wood to make the fire to keep to boil that amount of water and keep it bubbling long enough that you could kosher the kelim, there was no running gas, there was no running water. Yeah, so Haggalah was a big deal. So one of the kashas, so I think we saw this earlier on, like a month or two ago, and the Tosfos raises yet again the question of how does Haggalah actually work? How does Haggalah work? That's a strange thing. I don't understand. I have a treif for kli. And how to become treif? Because once I cooked it, I cooked or fried or baked treif for food in this pot or pan. So what am I going to do? And now I'm going to take it, and I'm going to stick it into boiling hot water. So what's the boiling hot water going to do? Well, it's going to draw the flavor out. And what's to prevent it from going right back in? That's the whole point. Kabbalah kach polto. And if the flavor will be pulled out with heat, the same way it went in with heat. But then it can also, okay, polto kach polo. Why can't it jump right back in? But that's a question that occupied the minds of Bali Tosfos a number of Masechtos. So Tosfos, so Lamasa, so the Rishonim say one solution is, well, wait till Te'ena Ben Yomo. Let the pot, as we usually do, let the pot sit for 24 hours. So then, once the flavor of the Te'ena Ben Yomo flavor goes into the water, it's once it gets into the water, at that point, it's tchilas hablil skam. It enters into the water already pagum, unlike the kli, where it entered in tasting great, only after 24 hours later, it becomes pagum. It goes into the water, it's tchilas hablil skam, so the water doesn't become treif, and if it bounces back into the kli, there won't be a problem. That's the most common solution. Another solution, major solution, is shishim. The shishim. Shishim, you'll have shishim in the water, keneged the what? Shishim in the water connected the what? Yeah. It's a Tosfos. So I say, well, according to Ben Ephraim, that's going to work a lot easier. According to Ephraim, it's going to work a lot easier. He says, let's say you have, take a look. If you pierce him in Ephraim, Vadai Nicham Ashitziva Kazul Hagel Klaimid. Hagolas Kalim appears in the Chumash. The whole issue of Ene Ben Yomo is only Dindra Abanas. That can't be what the Pasuk is talking about. How did Hagala work on a Doraisa level? Specifically, Yorah Gedola, Sheyav Shel Hagel B'Sal Kli Acher, your biggest pot. How do you kash your biggest pot? If you have a fork, okay. You have a big pot of boiling hot water, you dump in the fork. But let's say you have your big pot, your cauldron got trained. So how does that work? Echim Ishtar, Yohain B'Mayim Samach, Shishim Levatel Yisr. There's no way you're going to have Shishim in the water connected the volume of the pot walls, especially if they weren't dealing with sleek, thin stainless steel pots. They're not thick cast iron pots, something like that. The volume of the pot is not shishim connected the volume of the pot walls. Now, how does that ever work? So the blia goes into the water, and now I'm going to need to have shishim connected the water. That's definitely not going to happen. How is that working? So they say, oh, well, according to Beit Ephraim, maybe it's not so bad. Because according to Beit Ephraim, you don't say, just because the blia got into the water, you don't say chana in the water. You don't say chana in the sharisu. Okay, interesting. Right, they go back and forth. Yes, no, maybe. And then finally, we'll come back to that point about the kashrim. Finally, the chas of Rabbein Yehuda, the very last two lines. Rabbein Yehuda, Sir Leon, when the Talmidei Hari, he is most prominent Maseches Brachos, but he makes an important appearance here. Nir Lari quotes his Rebbe the Ri, Lahachamir Bedavar Kaven She'ein Raya Bura. Rabbein Ephraim was convinced that no Chanan Bishari Surim. We're not so convinced. So the Ri said you should be Machmer Chanan Bishari Surim. And that sets us up for Siv Dalet. Let's take a look. Two segments to the Shulchan Aruch, and then several segments to the Ramah. Here it's Siv Dal. Lo amru chaticha atzma nasis nedela el adadasa b'chal. Shulchan Aruch says, I pass like Rabbeinu Ephraim. You only say chanan b'shari b'chal. You do not say chanan b'shari surim. B'shari surim. Lo b'shari surim. Like kezai is chaylev. Those nekudas are very important. This is not chalav. Kezai is chaylev. I'm not sure why. Well, why did they choose chaylev? They could have chosen anything. Why did they have to choose chaylev? It's so confusing. Because I is dumb. Because I is chaylev shenivel b'chaticha. If you have a tray for fat that's nivel into an otherwise kosher piece of meat, ve'ein b'shishim levatlo v'nestra, you didn't have shishim in the meat connected to chaylev. So now this chaticha rishona is aser because of the bliya chaylev. And then bishlam achayrav, then take the first piece of meat and throw into a larger pan with other pieces of meat. Ein tzarech el shishim k'day. And with shishim k'day kazayis chaylev. I only need shishim against the kazayis of chaylev, not shishim against the piece of meat. So I have this kazayis of chaylev is nivla into a big steak, not shishim. Maybe it's the steak is 20 kazayis. Okay, so it's awesome. But then I throw that steak into a pot, right? Into 10 others, exactly. So then I say I don't have shishim connected to the original steak, but I do have shishim connected to the tzayis chaylev, and that's good enough. Why does Shulchan Aruch decide to follow? Why does Shulchan Aruch decide to follow Rabbeinu Ephraim? So the Be'er HaGorein tells you, and you look back in the Torah Beis, you'll see that this is the Be'er HaGorein, Osir Aleph. He says it's not just Rabbeinu Ephraim. Within Tosfos, it's the Machlokes of Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Ri. But it's also a whole host of Chachmei Sfarad. The Rashba and the Ramban take that approach, or the Magen Misha takes that approach, and the Rambam takes that approach. Okay, so that's the dominant view of the Chachmei Sfarad, and the Machlok is among the Baratos. So the Machaber, not surprisingly, takes the Sfaradic approach. Chanan b'shari surim is not an issue. And then here we come to the second half of the Machaber. The Oza filo chaticha atzma chozeres lios mutar. Then when I put that one steak in the pan with the other 10 steaks, and not only do the other 10 steaks not become treif because you have more than shishim keneged the chaylev, even the first steak becomes kosher once again. You kashered your steak. How? How'd that happen? How'd that happen? Wow. That magic? They say, no, well, because you redistributed the chelev. Now the chelev is evenly distributed. It's no longer concentrating the first piece. Now it's evenly distributed among all 10 pieces. So it's batel b'shishim in all the pieces, including in the first piece. Now,
is this something you're doing this by accident or on purpose?
Let's assume you're doing it by accident. If you do it on purpose, then you have to think about Invat Yitzchak right. Chachila, and is there a knas or not for Invat Yitzchak Chachila? Okay, and let's assume it was just a babble, I forgot, I lost track, whatever it was. Maybe I was negligent, but certainly not, no, there was nothing intentional. I didn't realize that I was being Mevat or anything. So you see, the grunt gives you the kidako. He says, the lower sifkan tezayim. He says, yeah, the lower mean afshlo sachto also b'shari surim. Exactly. That last line of Mechaber, and say, now that we reject chaticha nasa b'shari surim, we even reject afshlo sachto also. Now, you were just sochid, that this is what afshlo sachto means. We recognize redistribution, not income redistribution, but chelev. Chelev redistribution, and we value that, and we say, okay, it used to be that this first piece of steak was the 1%. It had all the chelev. It wasn't batel, but now that we distributed the chelev evenly among all 10 pieces, even the first piece, the afshel sachta mutter. Now that you reduced the saturation you reduced the ratio of chelev to steak, so now it's chozer lehetera. The Shach, the girl points out that this is problematic, and the Shach, 2 centuries earlier, points out even more so, vociferously. The Shach is cutting it off. He says, "Whoa, Tema, the Lakaman is raised in the Kufav, because the Shulchan Aruch in Taruvis when he talks about Chaticha, talks about Chana and Bashari Surim, in Siman Kufav, Siman Kufhei in Taruvis begins Sadiches." Siman Kufhei is the major address in Taruvas for issues of Tam Ka'ikar and its transfer of flavor. So Siman Kufvav, the next Siman, Shulchan Aruch opens by talking about Chaticha Chanan B'Shari Surim. He says, we do not accept it, consistent with what he says here. We do not accept Chanan B'Shari Surim. There, as here, he passes like I'm in a fine. However, he does not say Eshel Safto, Mutter. Reish Siman Kuvav, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Chaticha Atzma Omedes B'Isura. He says, the other 9 steaks stay kosher, but the first steak stays straight. Why? He explains it. L'fisha Yisur Shabbeinu Niflam in El Gamri. We're not convinced that it's going to totally empty out of the first piece. So how do you deal with that? In other words, essentially what the Mechaber is saying later on, and this is where we showed them talking about the Rashba, and others talk about this. So the Vilna Gaon tells him, look in the Torah, he quotes the Rashba, that Bashari Surim, and here's where we differentiate, that Chana, we don't say Chana, Chaticha Atzma in Asa Nevela, but Efshel Sachta remains Asa. The first piece remains Asa, because even without the lumdus of Basa Bechala of deriving Chaticha Asa Nevela, but just from a physical standpoint, we're not sure there's even redistribution. Some of the chelev will leak out. Maybe it's evenly redistributed, but maybe it's not. It stands to reason that there may still be a higher concentration of chelev in the first chaticha. So that's why we're not ready to say afshel sachta mutter. Who says you were soaked it effectively? So the Shach says this is a real stira. Mamash, the Mechaber is head to head. Now is there a Shach that the first one to point out? The Ramah is the first one to point out. Look at the Ramah Kuvav. He says, oh, that's not what he wrote in Simon Sadi Beis. So you're not sure exactly where that leaves you. So the Shach Kota, Harav the Hagosh, I'm Haven, Shem Dvaram Sosum Zaza. The Ramah pointed that out in Kufam. And the Shach has an interesting answer. The Shach gives a teretz, very fascinating teretz. He says, it's a Rokimta. He basically says like this. He says that you're going to have to suggest that the difference is that Kuvav and Sadi Beis must be told in 2 different cases. This is, again, the Ramah did not read the Shulchan Aruch this way. It's not simply in Shulchan Aruch, they told the same thing. 1 steak, 10 steaks, is the first steak, number one, go back to being kosher or not. The Shach appears to say that fundamentally the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rashba. Efshal Asachta was Asur B'Shar Yisur. That's what he says in Siman Kuvav. I overhear, he said, Mutter. He says, aha. He says, I think the following is what the Shach is driving at. He says, here we're talking about a case, we had seen this earlier, Eino Makiro, that's a Mishnah in Gidon Asher. Right? If I know which is stake number one and which are the other nine stakes, so then yes, so then the first stake remains trafe because Efshal Asachta Asur. That's Siman Kuvav. Siman Tzadidei, the Shach appears to say right here, this is a case where I threw the Chatich Rishona into the pot and now they're all mixed together. Now I'm not sure which is which. Now, if I'm not sure which is which, we said earlier in the Siman, if you're not sure which is which, so then they're all trafe, right? Even if that was the previous if. Kishinesra Chaticha, Machmas Chalav, the Chanan, if you cook it with the other meat, shishim, and even if there are 70 other pieces of meat, but if you're not sure which is which, they're all asr. Why? Chaticha riliskavit. Chaticha yavish biyavish. All the pieces. I have 71 pieces of meat. One of them is traded for 70 are kasher, but each one is large enough, significant enough. Chaticha riliskavit, as social significance, it's not batal. So the Shach says, aha, that's the difference. Because he says, yes, Efshel Asachto Aser, but still, it's not Chanan. Where's the difference? I am worried that the Chaticha number, steak number one, still has a disproportionate amount of Chalav in it, and it may not be Batal B'Shishim. That's fine. But you were not saying Chanan. Right? Mechaber holds that the meat is kosher. It's just that it's intermingled with some Chalav, which is trait. So he says, if you're Eino Makiro, I don't know which steak is the treif one. So why is that a problem? Because the one that's treif is the Chaticha Riliskavit. It's a sizable piece of meat. It has significance, a social significance. It does lose its identity in the masculine role. The Shach says, yeah, if the piece is treif, but here the piece isn't treif, the meat is kosher. It's just a Tamchelem Shabbat, which is treif. Now, practically speaking, I have a tarumus of pieces of meat. That's where things get a little sticky. Practically speaking, one of these 10 pieces I'm not allowed to eat, the other 9 I am, and that piece of meat that I'm lamas and not allowed to eat is the Chaticha Riliskavit. But the Shach says this is a little bit of delicate svara, and there's debatable svara perhaps, and the Ramah probably debated, that's why Ramah said it's just the stira in the Mechaber. The Shach says, number one, he says, we're going to make an Okimta, that we're going to interpret this case as being specifically a case where eno makira, I don't know which piece is which. And he says in Lamdus, step two, that's not called Chaticha Riliskavit. It's not Chaticha Riliskavit if the Chaticha itself is Usr. In Siv Gimel it was, because we're saying Chanan, a piece of meat that was Balei Achalav, the whole piece is trace. That's Chaticha Nasnela. But here we're not saying Chaticha Nasnela according to the Mechaber. It's only the Tam Chalav which is really problematic. So I don't say Chaticha Nasnevela, I don't say Chaticha Riliskavit, ain't no butta, unless the entire Chaticha is treif. But that's the Shach's solution to the stira in Shulchan Aruch. And then again, yeah, the Ramah's approach, which is, yeah, the stira. I'm not really sure. Now, so then where does Ramah take us? So the Ramah here, the Ramah here, he opens with the chumra and then he limits it. Right? And he says, Tosfos already, at the bottom line of Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yehuda b'Shem the Reed, was not convinced Rabbeinu Ephraim. We do say Chanan b'Shar Yisurim, and that becomes an increasingly common approach among the Chachmei. Ashkenaz, Mechena Minik, Pashir v'Ein L'Shanos. That is, Pashat here doesn't mean, the way we use Pashat, doesn't mean simple, it means widespread. This is a widespread minig, meaning widespread minig Ashkenaz. That was the approach of most Chachmei Ashkenaz, that was the widespread practice among Ashkenazi Jews. And then the Mechaber was following the widespread approach among most Chachmei Svara. This is really Machlokes Ashkenaz and Sfaradim, whether we say Chanan b'Shar Yisurim or not. Now the interesting Machlokes, the Shach and the Taz both say, they do not argue, Shach and Taz both say, this whole position, Chanan b'Shar Yisurim, this is a Din Rabban. Din Rabban. Yeah, in Lamdus, the whole, we accept Rabbi Ephraim's concept that at its core, Chanan really is an outgrowth of the definition of Basa B'chala. But then that's the core din d'oraisa of Chanan. And then the Rabbanan Chazal expanded it to Shari Surim as well. That's what the Shach says in Sivkan Yudei. That's what the Taz says in Sivkan Yud Aleph. It's all Rabbanan. Of course, the Shach Kedarko quotes a lot of the keys about it. It says it's Shumas HaDeh, Ashkenazim and Sfarim. He quotes it Shumas HaDeshem, that the Beis Yosef and Dr. Moshe quoted. He quotes Iran and so forth. Now, it should be noted, not everyone agrees with Kiv Eger, actually. Kiv Eger pushes back. And he pushes back in the Tosis. He says, my knee is daiti, the Divrei Tosis Daf Kuf, they asked about the Klei Midyan. And that's what we had seen right before they say, we're not convinced, the Reese says, we're not convinced of Rabbi Ephraim. Everyone said, well, according to Rabbi Ephraim, Hagol's Klei Midyan will work very well. And Kiv Eger points out, he says, 1 second. The whole point there was to talk on a level of Daraisa. I said, oh, and on the level of Daraisa, you're not dealing with any Ben Yomo. How do you understand the Pasuk of Klei Midyan? It works better according to Ben Ephraim, who doesn't accept Chanan B'Shari Surim. Because he says, meaning otherwise it will be a problem. You probably didn't interpret the Pasuk. That means at that point, Tos is assuming that if you were to accept Chanan B'Shari Surim, that would be a level of Daraisa. Because he points out, it's true that Trumas Hadeshim thing, the later we showed him think Chanan B'Shari Surim is Rabbanan, but Lehevi Yadua, there was an approach in Tosfos to say Chanan B'Shari Surim in HaTorah. It requires a lot of explanation. I mean, whoa. Rabbeinu Ephraim made a good point. The Svara works in Bas B'Chol. You want to tell me Chazal expanded in Mid Rabbanan? Okay. One in eight Xer we could try to figure out. Maybe it's Xer to Bas B'Chol or some other reason. But to say Chanan B'Shari Surim in HaTorah, Rekin Egan points out that is the Mashmos of Tosis, but at the same time, it requires a Hesber. And the footnotes.
Do you think they learn out from the fact that the Ramah seems to make like qualifications for when it even applies? That how could it be? He doesn't make those qualifications by Basa B'Chala. He's only making it by the.
Yeah, yeah.
So they learn out how the only way that you could say that is the Ramah had to hold. It's really only the Rabbanan. And that's why, in certain ways, you can make it, it's okay.
Yeah, right. So, what Eric is saying is, Kiv Eger is making a point. That's what I was trying to lay out. The Shach is quoting later, we show him, and Kiv Eger is saying, well, look at Tosis. And as Kiv Eger doesn't deny that the Ugur and the Truth of Dash and Iran says, Drabana, he's saying, but Tosis thinks it's Daraisa. And I think you're right that. Ramah is probably following the Trumas Hadesh on the Agur and the Ran, and not that line of Tosis. Correct. And you're right, that leads then to that opens up everything that follows. Right. So what follows? So number one, the first thing that follows, and this, if you're looking for the next piece, the sort of the segment two of the Ramah, back in the Beis Yosef and Dark Moshe, you have to look in Siv Beis. It appears earlier there. And they say, well, this is only by Isser Davak or Echaticha Kula Chutzarotah. What's that all about? So as the Shach points out, he's not so happy about it. At the beginning of Sivkan Yigimel, he says, it is true, Ramah is making a pshara. Ramah seems to be saying the following. At least it's mentioned before, the Machlokas Rashi Tosas on the top of Kuf Chestam and Aleph, in which scenario would a Tipas Chalav only spread throughout the initial chaticha, not immediately spread throughout the whole pot. That's Machlokas Rashi Tosas. What's if the piece is entirely out of the liquid, so then for sure it's isolated. But if the piece is half submerged and half not, and the milk falls on the top dry part of the chaticha, that's Machlokas Rashi Tosas, whether the tam only spreads to the first piece and then the first piece becomes treif, or spreads to the whole pot, and then we're not going to have to worry about Chanan, and probably won't worry any sort whatsoever, because it'll be batel. So Ramah appears to be saying, there are two shailas here. One shaila is, what's the story of the chaticha that's half and half out? And the other shaila is, what's the story with Chanan B'Shari Sur? Ramah seems to say, we're machmer like one, we're machmer like the other, but we're not machmer like the combination of both. We're not going to take on a double chumrah. So yes, we accept Chanan B'Shari Surim, but only if we're convinced that first chaticha really became awesome. If the first chaticha is half in, half out, So to begin with, we're not even sure if first chatircha became aser, such that if the then falls in, or at the very least it spreads throughout everything, as if first piece half and a half out, the tipa falls in and tipa's iser, not kolam. Tipa's chela falls out, then it gets tipped in into the pot. It's a machlokas whether it's even a haram case at all, or was the belief from Meirosh throughout the whole pot. Plus, we're not sure if Hanan applied Bashar Yisur. So Amar says, then we don't take on the double chumr. We don't take on the double chumr. The Shach seems a little upset about it. Slightly sarcastic. Arav begins Sifkan Yagimel. Arav Echriya Kena Kol Misvarasa. The Ramah, Misvaras Atzmo decided to make this call. Kain Pesha, like a Psharo Mikha Chacham Yadea Pesha. So even before it gets into the detailed question on the Ramah, it sounds a little like, you know, okay, the Gra is not so upset about it. The Gra, the end of Sifkan Sifkan Yechas, he opened the same. Rashi tells his pligi about Miksas Chutz L'Rotev. According to Tosfos, if Miksas Chutz L'Rotev, it spreads throughout the whole pot right away. It says the Gra seems much more positive about the Ramah's Pshara, and you'll see why. Not only does he not seem to put it down, but then he goes on to say, the Ramah call post off bas b'chalav k'divri. Says Ramah is machmir like Rashi bas b'chalav. Other posts can aren't even machmir like the Rashi ima bas b'chalav. So the Gra sounds like he's very much in favor of the Ramah's pshat. The whole Rashi is really a chumra to begin with. We should follow the read. Mixas the chutz rotev, it spreads right. If it's half in the rotev, it spreads right away. The fact that we ever are machmir fresh, it's not 50-50. It's not like a steak at the dinner, the Gra said. Mikra didn't we hold like the read. We're machmir for Rashi sometimes. So, right. Ramah said, okay, bas b'chalav you machmir for Rashi. But to superimpose a chumra for Rashi on a machlokas about chanan b'shari surim, that's already too much. Where the shach was unhappy with the Ramah's Pshar, the Gra seems very happy with the Ramah's Pshar. Now, what's that about Davuk?
Is it possible that the Gra likes the fact that the Re and Re are in both places? No, the Re says, if we're machmir like the Re, that there's Hanan, Shari Surim, we're going to take the Re's head over there, cool over there.
That's interesting. I don't know if there's any indication in his language that that's what he's driving at. Because he at least in this piece, he didn't name the Hanan Bashari Surim issue as a re. Then maybe there is a way he's driving on. That's interesting. You want to follow the re, follow the re. You want to follow the re, don't follow the re. Yeah. Now here's the tricky thing is usually always at that time in Manavshach, we don't always follow the Rambam. We don't always follow the Raj. We don't follow the re on anything. Every issue, we figure out how we paskin. Unless there's some sort of logical connection. So if you could show either logical or in cheshbon, if somehow like the you could show that if you could show that the re arrived at his the re's raya is based on his assumption, he's in, you know, the way he read and got to that conclusion is based on an assumption of Chanan Bashari Surim. So that'd be interesting. Yeah, think about that. That'd be interesting. That is interesting. Yeah, and then what's the Isra Davak? Isra Davak, the Taz quotes in Sirkat Yud Beis. The idea of Isra Davak is that if you have the Isra is stuck to the Heter, they give some examples. You have a bug that was. A bug that was attached to a fish, or a bug that was inside a fish. Potentially, let's say I had a piece of meat with chalav attached, or less likely, something like that. Isra Davuk, so Taz explains, Isra Davuk, we treat like kula chutz l'rotev, because if they're connected, so you're not tracking it the whole time. The fish was in the liquid, how do I know? The fish was in the liquid, out of the liquid, I wasn't really tracking it. So Isra Davuk, it will assume that at some, even though I had the piece half in the liquid, half out of the liquid, let's say, But if the two pieces were connected, so then they likely at some point ended up kulo chutz l'rotim. So it's just, is a dafik is an extension of the kulo chutz l'rotim. Let's address briefly the last. We so far spoke about the first two segments of the Ramah. First, where he says chadam b'shari surim is a concern, and that's minig Ashkenaz. But then his second section is his limitation. We're only not chadam b'shari surim if you're not also getting involved in the machlokes Rashi read. And he goes on to say explicitly, at basa b'chalav, that was how we are machmer like Rashi, because again, Bas B'chalav is a different madrega, and the Gra thought maybe we should make it for Bas B'chalav. Then it goes on segment three. It is Yesh Aormim Glorimina Chatichanas in the Bela in the Sarb Isser Lach the Heter Lach. If it's mixing two liquids, then maybe we don't say Chanan B'Shari Sur. Maybe we only say Chanan if it's a liquid that gets mixed into salt. Maybe you have to have a Chaticha. Maybe you have to have a chaticha. Maybe literally chaticha nas in the vela. I just had if I had some chicken soup broth, kosher chicken soup broth, and you poured in some liquefied lard. I mixed a kosher liquid with a trefa liquid. So then I wouldn't say, and then I take a spoon of a ladleful of that soup lard mixture, and I pour it into a chunk. So do I need shishim connected the whole ladleful or just shishim connected the large shibum? So that the Ramah says, yesh lehistapek, when we say chanan if there's no chaticha. And the Ramah is not thrilled about that. He says, well, b'shari surim, l'tzor hafsagot will be naked, l'vas b'chalv not. So why not? So that's the shachet place, k'an yidas v'k'an tezvav. He says, he says maybe it's sort of like a taruvah svara. He says it has to be a chaticha. This svara, which we're not so thrilled about accepting, but the Matirim would say if it's a chaticha, so then it takes on these new properties of Isser, at least midrabana. But if it's just liquid, of chicken soup and lard, there's nothing to point to. There's no chashivas. So he uses the term chashivas. And then he goes on to say in Sivkan Tezvav, the fact that the Ramah is willing to say this. Lutzorach gadol, lutzorach hefsed gadol, b'shari surim not b'bas b'chalav. It's not because what b'bas b'chalav is vada and shari surim is suffic like before. This is different. Here, it for sure does. No one would say this b'bas b'chalav. If I have liquefied meat, meat liquid, meat gravy,